Hi, and welcome to a very live special edition thing of the Theme Park Trailer Podcast. We are currently in Florida recording this.
Yeah.
From the table in our hotel room. That sounds a bit dodgy, doesn't it?
No, I don't know. It could be worse.
Yeah. We could have been recording it on the bed.
We're in our deluxe studio.
We are in our deluxe studios. We shared a... There's no point telling you guys that we shared a video, because it would have been weeks ago now. Because we don't know when we're putting this content out.
No.
But yes, we are in our hotel room. We have been up for almost 24 hours.
Yeah, just shy of 24 hours.
Which is why we're making absolutely no sense at all. I almost fell asleep on the bus on the way home.
Yes, you almost looked dead when we came into the room here.
I did, to be fair, yeah, I did. But we wanted to just update you as to what's happened on our first day, because it's fresh in our memory. We flew on an airplane. That was fun.
Yes, yeah, for 8 hours and 40 odd minutes.
But we made good time, didn't we, to be fair?
We did make good time. It was meant to be 9 hours and 15.
Yeah.
Although somehow we ended up arriving at the same time.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't know how that works out.
But we managed to arrive at Old Key West for about 20 past five.
Something like that.
And then the craziest thing happened.
Well, to be fair, I think the whole thing was quite lucky. The whole day's been quite lucky, really, isn't it? We had supposedly a shorter flight.
Well, also, like, it was touch and go this morning as to whether I was even going.
Well, of course, yeah.
For personal reasons, but that's part of the reason why I've had like 3 hours sleep in 48 hours. Something like that. It's ridiculous. Hard math. I can't do hard math on no sleep.
No.
I can't do easy math on no sleep. And then so
it was a shorter flight than it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Then we landed and we managed to get through customs in about half an hour.
It's the quickest I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
And that's getting our bags as well. Yeah, getting to the Magical Express.
And then we got to the Magical Express and they managed to squeeze us onto a bus which was just about to leave.
That's true. Although we did have Slowpoke Rodriguez driving the bus.
Yeah.
With who I've never seen someone load.
He was so meticulous about the stacking of the bags.
I've never seen someone load a suitcase more slowly in my life. It took him 10 minutes to load
R2. Yeah. We were the last people on the bus.
Oh, it was hilarious.
But the next lucky thing was we were the first stop on the bus.
We were first stop on the bus out of three.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Four, if you include both of Port Orleans.
Yeah.
So we were the first stop on the bus. And the only people that got off for Old Key West. And
those
therefore
people on the bus must have hated us.
Yeah, because we were last on.
last on, first off.
They must have really hated us.
And nobody else was getting off at that stop.
They're just sitting there like, bloody English, for Christ's sake, they come over here.
Obviously they didn't say that because everyone else on the bus was English.
Yeah, that's true.
Then we got
off the bus. We were obviously the only ones really checking in. And then our luck, we thought, ran out. Because the lovely lady behind the check-in desk, who
you're going to find, Ryan's going to find her name, presumably. I assume he hasn't just walked off. He's got like,
I'm just falling asleep. No, that's exactly what I'm doing. I've gone to find her name. Her name, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. Was Wei Chan.
It just sounds like you've... I have no idea. I can't see it, but you sounds like you just butchered it.
Wei Chun.
To be fair, she's actually written it, and I can't work out her writing, so I'll give you that.
I think it's Wei Chun.
Something like
that. She was lovely, but she said to us, oh, you know, your rooms aren't ready yet.
Yeah. Which, considering it was, like, almost half five.
I say rooms. We've got one room.
Yeah.
Two beds. So everyone at home thinks, anyway. considering it was... Yeah, 20 past five. Obviously, rooms are supposed to be ready, I think, at about three.
Something like that. It's normally...
Yeah, it's kind of about right, isn't it?
Stuff, isn't it?
We clearly looked knackered. And obviously, being English, we've flown a long way to get here. They didn't have my name. They had the booking reference and all that stuff was fine. But for some reason, I had to retell them all of my email address and name and all that kind
like
of nonsense.
Many times
before. Right, and I was like, I stay here every year.
Yeah.
And I had to write it out, and she definitely couldn't read my writing, because my writing's terrible.
If you can hear lots of popping in the background,
it's not us, like, it's the fireworks.
Yeah,
this is proof that we're recording it live.
That's true.
And to be fair, this is probably the quietest one of the quietest podcasts we're going to be recording live from out here.
Yeah,
because a lot of them will be in the theme parks. We're in a
controlled space.
Yeah.
Right now,
so we were like, at that stage, I was like, oh, for God's sake, this is going to be absolutely horrendous. She said, oh, the room should be ready in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, she offered us another room, which was available now.
Yeah.
You know, not 10 minutes.
It was
later,
a bit out of the way, wasn't it?
It was further out of the way. It was further from a bus stop.
We're right opposite a bus stop here.
Yeah. And we're closer to the main entrance as well.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And then she said to me, "Oh, you know, as an apology, I'll get you a gift card." But then she said, "Go and get your refillable mugs, you know, come back in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We literally walked outside. I was just about to ring somebody when she came running outside saying, oh, your room's ready.
Yeah, room's ready. She didn't mention the gift card at that point, did she?
No, so at that point I thought, okay, we're still in spitting distance.
Yeah.
Therefore we've not got the gift card, but at least our room's ready. We literally were in the room maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, if that, yeah.
And the phone rang and it was her and she said, oh, your gift card's available at the desk to collect. So we thought, okay, very nice of her to still fair do enough. That. You know, we literally waited 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It was no wait at all.
No. we had stuff to do that we didn't do.
Yeah, because we didn't have a chance to do anything before the room was ready.
So we walked back that way on the way to get the boat to Disney Springs, and popped in, and got the gift card. Obviously, very appreciative of what she did. You know, she did go above and beyond. She didn't have to do any of that.
She was apologetic again, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was very nice. I expected Disney to be gifting $10 at most, is what I expected from like a 5 minute inconvenience.
Yeah,
$10. We got $100 gift card. $100 gift card.
For less than 5 minutes.
For less than 5 minutes of our time. I mean, there's people that
clearly
say
our time is valued very highly.
Yeah. There's people that say, oh, you know, go to the DVC seminars because you'll get 3 fast passes. No. Just wait for your room. Wait 5 minutes at Oki West and you get $100. So that was amazing. Obviously, we haven't spent it yet because we've still very much just got here.
Yeah.
We caught the boat to Disney Springs. We went to Deluxe Burger.
Yeah.
Or Deluxe Burger. I don't know how you say it.
I don't know. I assume it's Deluxe.
I don't know. But it's spelled D...
-Lux. I don't know. Why don't you just put an E in it?
Makes it easier, doesn't it? Yeah. First time I've been in there, actually. I've attempted to go in there before, but the queue's been mental.
Yeah, I don't think it was open maybe when I was there last time.
Yeah, I think it was. It's quite well hidden, though.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
So we went there for first time. Quick service, obviously. I got a beer.
Yeah.
On the quick service.
First beer on the quick service. Was it your first beer on the quick?
First beer on the quick service. Yeah. So this is the first year of the dining plan with alcohol.
Right. Okay.
So I'm living the dream. I thought the burgers were really good.
I realised that I could have got you a second one. Actually, we didn't do that, did we?
No, but I don't think I could have done 2 beers tonight. I am absolutely shattered. Burgers were good though.
Burgers were good.
Really good.
Yeah.
We were really full.
Yeah, I was really hungry before.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't quite finish it. And I ordered fries as well.
Yeah, which I did hint that there might be a mistake.
When I saw the price of the burger, I thought it's probably going to be a mistake to buy fries, and then I completely forgot that. And then just bought fries.
Because at the till, she was just like, oh, you know, fries will be a snack. And you were just like, yeah, I'll get some fries.
Yeah, I'll get some fries. Yeah. But they were okay with the fries.
Yeah, they were all right, weren't they?
I think we both agreed that the traditional Disney fries are better.
Disney fries are normal. Yeah, definitely better. So that's pretty much it, right? Is there anything else that's happened? I almost fell asleep on the bus. I think I covered that, maybe.
We saw Eleanor.
We saw Eleanor, yeah, we bumped into her. Apologies.
I don't know if you could say bumped into, because it was...
It was kind of organised.
Yeah, quite difficultly.
Yeah, it was
as difficult as me saying difficulty.
Yeah, it's very late and we haven't had any sleep. So you can tell. People listening to this now, they'll be like, what is happening? And honestly, it's been 24 hours since I've had any sleep, so...
Yeah. Oh, what else did we... Oh, we picked up our... We picked up our free refillable cups. Oh,
and we got limited edition ones.
Halloween ones, yeah. Which I was impressed because it has the year on.
It does, yeah.
If they could have easily have not done the year and they could have rinsed those out every year.
Yeah.
So kudos to Disney for that.
I think we might have a Disney Dying Plan fanboy over here.
Well, I don't know about that. I just got a free mug.
and a meal that would have cost $40.
Well, yeah. That was, you know, when you don't pay a thing and it was $40, meant to be $40. Pretty good.
Exactly.
So
exactly. I think that's everything, right?
I think so.
The room's good.
Yeah.
It's bigger than I expected it to be. I've been in a smaller room here before for two people.
Maybe it's because it's two queens.
And what and about the room?
And there's two beds. Or as Simon and Julie said, two mugs.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable, that is. Unbelievable.
I mean, you did set them up.
Yeah, I did. I did, to be fair. So, yeah, we are absolutely shattered. I don't know why we're even recording, but we thought we would because tomorrow we're getting up at 7. Yeah. It's now, what, 11? What time is it?
It's 20 past 10.
20 past 10. It's not even 11 o'clock. It's 20 past 10. We're getting up at 7 tomorrow to head to Magic Kingdom. And we've got pretty much the whole day there. And then we're back at Disney Springs for Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah. We might see go to some shops, I guess, as well.
And maybe some Jock Lindsay's.
Maybe.
Get some Jock in my life.
Although it's Saturday as well, it's probably going to be busy. Tonight, it's Friday. Tonight, as being Friday, was really busy there.
It was heaving, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mental there.
Nice little boat journey, though.
Yeah. We had to wait like 20 minutes for it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Missed the boat. That was the only unlucky thing we've had all day.
Yeah.
We just missed the boat.
We were still living on the high of the $100, though.
Nothing. And the refillable cups.
Yeah, nothing.
We just got our refillable cups.
There's nothing that could have brought us down at that point. we were living on the high life. So, yeah, that is a very short update from us on day one. Whether or not I put this out as part of like a single episode or part of two or three updates, I don't know yet.
I mean, we could release it now, couldn't we?
We could technically we could release it. I'm not going to, because I've got to edit in GarageBand.
You're just
going
to fall asleep.
And I will crash out on my MacBook.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I might, though.
Maybe.
When I'm a bit more with it.
Potentially. Could do that.
I might release it tomorrow. I don't know, I mean, listeners love this conversation.
Because we could release like lots of little bits.
Yeah.
And then some of the larger ones, like the Halloween Horror, make that more of an episode.
That's very true, yeah.
Make more of a full episode from that.
So, yeah, if you obviously keep with the podcast, keep with us on all of the socials. Our username's always Theme Park Trader. And I'm tweeting as well, at Ryan Oggs. Dan is also tweeting. There's been a couple of tweets from you today.
Have they?
Or retweets or likes. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, at Scrooby Online, Scrooby Online.
On that note, we're going to bed, so yeah, see you later. Right, so day two.
Day two, yeah.
We're going to edit these 2 days together.
So it will be seamless.
I'm sure it will be seamless. Not be seamless.
This thing was a lot more messy than it was yesterday.
It is, the table was very messy. We decided not to record from the park today, just because it was quite busy, wasn't it, today?
It was really busy, wasn't it? Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday at Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom.
It was mental.
Yeah.
I'm glad we rope dropped, though.
Yes.
So we managed to rope drop, and we within the first, 2 hours, we did Haunted Mansion, Splash Mountain, Pirates of the Caribbean, Thunder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the first 2 hours.
We only had a fast pass for Thunder. All of those.
We did all the big rides today.
Yeah, we did Space. We had fast pass for that.
Yeah, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, which we had a fast pass for.
The queues for some of them were absolutely mental.
Space Mountain went up... No, Haunted went up to 75 minutes, didn't it? And it was even longer than that when we left.
Yeah, it must have been longer, because it said 75 when we went past, and there was a queue out of the main entrance. And then when we came back, it was an even longer queue out of the main entrance.
It was back by, like, the Liberty Riverboat.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Insane. It was very busy today, but that's what happens when you run four Mickey's Not So Scary parties in a week, and Saturday is one of two or three days in the week where Happily Ever After is on.
Yeah.
And it's a Saturday, and it was a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was amazing, wasn't it? It was lovely and warm, wasn't it?
Yeah, lovely and warm, blue sky.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we did Magic Kingdom, had my first PSL of the trip.
Well,
was it?
Well, yeah, it was.
Okay.
Well, I had one at Gatwick yesterday. Yeah. But
it's,
I mean,
part of the trip, Ryan. It's my, part of the trip.
My first American theatre, say, which is infinitely better than the one in the UK.
So you, oh yeah, because you were talking about having one at Disney Springs on the day that we arrived, but you, we didn't.
Yeah. So you can probably hear that we sound a lot more awake tonight.
I'm pretty tired, so.
Yeah, but we don't sound as tired.
Okay.
I certainly sound a bit better.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if you still sound crappy, but I sound better.
I'm just in a constant state of crap.
Yeah. So we went to Magic Kingdom. We did loads of stuff today. Yeah. I ended up going to Starbucks twice.
Oh, yes, you did, yeah. Yeah, but so, you didn't get a PFL twice, did you?
So. No, I got some like limited edition maple thing with some odd-looking foam on top.
Yeah.
Not as bad as your foam you drink, though.
Yeah, my dodgy-looking foam.
So we went. So we finished the Magic Kingdom, and then we went to Disney Springs for dinner, but beforehand we had, what, hour and a half, maybe, to kill?
Something like that, yeah.
So we went to Jock Lindsay's, best bar in Disney Springs.
First time I've been there.
First time you've been there.
Yeah.
And you had some dodgy...
What was it called?
I don't know.
Diving Bell.
It was someone's diving bell.
It was
lemonade and watermelon.
Lemonade, watermelon, and it had lime and lemon foam on the top.
But it was just a dodgy looking white foam.
Yeah, it was really dodgy. No, I don't know if he smiled as he gave it to me.
Gave you a little cheeky wink.
Yeah, sort of. Here you go.
Here you go, sir. This one's from me.
Made this myself.
This one's on the house. But yeah, I had a couple of beers there.
Yeah.
And we went to Rainforest for dinner.
Yes, yeah, nice dinner.
Which was good, yeah. Rainforest was good.
We had a... so in Starbucks, I had an apple juice this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And she called it an AJ.
An AJ, it's not a thing.
And then we were served tonight by a guy called AJ. Yeah. So I think it stands for apple juice, I think.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
AJ...
Why would you call your child that, apple juice?
That's not a way to say apple juice. That's the first and last time I guarantee we'll ever hear someone refer to apple juice as AJ.
Unless we see her again tomorrow. I know, we won't be tomorrow.
Or a Hollywood studio.
Well, unless she gets around.
Maybe.
She works in with the Starbucks.
She's a dirty little Starbucks stop out. I was going to say a word beginning with W, but I realised we were talking on the Theme Park Trader podcast. Not the customer is always weird.
Keep it clean.
We keep it clean on this podcast. Yeah, so we went to Rainforest for dinner. I had some kind of like platter, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, what was the name of it? It was like Tasty Island or
Tasty
something.
Tasty Island,
like that.
Yeah. So it was like.
The Taste of the Island or something.
Yeah, it was like scallops in a cheese sauce, shrimp with like a barbecue dip, I think, and some other fish that I can never pronounce the name of.
Yeah.
Tilapia or something like that.
I didn't see it.
I might have made that up. The spelling. And then obviously, big moment, the first key lime pie of the trip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the first of many, I imagine.
Key lime pie. So good.
Yeah.
And Bud Light, which was really disappointing, given that I'd had two IPAs.
Yeah, you didn't even finish it.
It was rubbish. I know there's a few listeners that are big fans of Bud Light, but honestly, it was terrible. If you want to drink beer, drink an IPA, because it's 10 times better than Bud Light.
I mean, it's got to be bad when you were drinking your water instead of your Bud Light.
Yeah, I was. I only had two as well, so it's not like I'd had too much.
What did I have? I had the primal steak, as they call it in Rainforest, which is essentially just a New York strip.
Yeah.
Which is essentially a sirloin in the UK.
Yeah.
That was really nice. And then I had a cheesecake, which was only half defrosted.
It sounded like yours had been frozen for some reason.
Yeah. Like they just got it out of the freezer. Well, not just got it out of the freezer, but it was a little bit solid in the inside.
Yeah, that's not good. Weird, that's not good.
Yeah. You don't get that at Cheesecake Factory.
No. And the server touched me as well.
Yeah, he wasn't in an inappropriate place.
No.
Should we just say?
I should add that on. Yeah. He didn't just like grab me.
You just came back from the toilet. It was like, the server just touched me.
Yeah. I was having a wee and he offered to hold it.
He didn't even offer, he just went ahead. He
just grabbed it. No, only on the shoulder, but as someone from the UK, it's very odd to touch people without asking.
Yeah. He was quite chummy, wasn't he?
He was quite chummy. It sounded like you said chubby.
No, he wasn't chubby.
He was chummy.
Yeah.
He was nice, though, to be fair.
And they were fighting over who should clean up the plates.
That was funny, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then we went to... So World of Disney, that's a complete... mess at the minute, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I wonder what you're going for, though. It's a bit of half a building site at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah. And
covered by a curtain.
They've got kind of a bit of everything in there, and it's a bit... It's just... There's nothing to buy, basically.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a lot, isn't it? For some reason, my eye is, like, really sore. Yeah. Was it... Yeah, it was a little bit underwhelming compared to other years.
Yeah, I don't like the plain design of it either. I think they've lost a bit of the atmosphere from that.
Yeah, they've turned it very Disney Springs, haven't they?
Yeah, and Disney Springs is great, but World of Disney is World of Disney, and I think they've toned it down too much.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Surely, like, all the other shops, they don't all look like Disney Springs. They all have their own styling.
Yeah.
So why do they need to do it for World of Disney?
It looks a little bit too plain.
It's all right if they change the facade, like change the outside, change the signage, which they have done.
Yeah, the sign looks good, though.
Yeah. You just, you know, change that, whatever. You can keep the insides as it was if you want. If, you know, give it a revamp, but keep it Disney.
And what... I think we really only bought one thing today, which was the Funko Pop Splash Mountain figure.
Yeah.
Which obviously we got for free thanks to Wei Chun yesterday.
Yeah, you're probably just butchering her name.
Again, yeah. I mean, it's the same episode, so we're fine.
Yeah. That's very true, yeah. Yeah, so we got one of those each. So we... I don't know what... Well, it's $80 worth plus tax.
Yeah.
Of Funko Pop.
Yeah. Funko Pop goodness.
Oh, and I got a 2018 Vinylmation. Because, you know, they don't sell those anymore or very often.
No, what did you get? Was it Mini or Mickey you got?
It's a Mini. I'm tired. It's a Mickey.
It's a Mickey.
Yeah. I don't think they did it Mini, did they?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think they were, I think it was only one type, I think.
Oh, and then there's two variants.
Yeah. Yeah, two variants in the box. And because I think they only had like that Vinylmation and then two or three other sets.
Yeah, they're kind of going out.
Two,
aren't they?
One was Star Wars. You think that's okay. That's so-so. And then the other
Wait,
two...
Star Wars is so-so?
No, just like the Vinylmations of Star Wars are always a bit generic, aren't they?
Well, that's why I'm adding that in, because otherwise people will be like, hold on a second.
Yeah, because you get like, I think one of them was Kylo Ren, and then one of them was...
It was last Jedi, wasn't it?
Yeah, you get like, oh, you get there was a Luke one, and you'll get like a couple of other characters that you recognise, and the other ones would be like a droid and a stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and those are the ones you're going to get, aren't you? Like 90% of the time.
Yeah, no, exactly, exactly.
But and then the other two weren't... Yeah, the other two were ripped pants, weren't they?
Yeah. But. And then we literally just got back in the room and started recording.
Yeah.
But you went on Space Mountain, which I don't know if we spoke about the podcast before, but you were unsure about going on again.
Yeah.
I'm
sure last time... I had this vision of going on Space Mountain and it being like... going backwards and forwards along this row. But he didn't do that. So I don't know if I'm thinking of a completely different ride.
You're definitely not thinking about Space Mountain.
Yeah, I don't know which one it was.
Also, my ride photos today were on point.
Was it the Space Mountain one?
Yeah.
It was incredible. I had no idea where the picture is, because I think I've only ridden Space Mountain like once.
I knew exactly where it was.
And the picture shows that.
It does, to be fair.
I'm like just casually looking forward.
I'm pointing at the camera... We're like doing the finger gun.
Yeah. Yes. You're going to have to share that.
Yeah, I think I will. Yeah. Once it comes through, anyway.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know if it has or not. I can check. But, yeah. And what was the other one that you were on point with?
Splash Mountain, I think.
Was it Splash?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, I think it was.
Because I knew exactly where that was.
I didn't know whether... Because I didn't see a flash in that one. But yeah, so I don't know where it was as it goes down.
About Midway.
Oh, okay, Midway Mania.
I was gonna say, speaking of Midway, tomorrow we're heading to Hollywood Studios, but we're gonna be. So what time is it now? I'm looking at.
It's 20 to 11.
So it's 20 to 11. We're getting up at 6.
Yeah.
To try and get the bus at about 7:15.
Yeah.
To try and get to Hollywood Studios because that opens at 8 tomorrow for extra magic hours. We're gonna head straight to Toy Story Land because we've not seen that yet, and we'll. Obviously looking forward to seeing a new land that Disney has created. They go straight to the Slinky Dog Dash. Ride that. Try and ride ass as well.
Yeah, get a bit of ass. Alien
Spreading Sauces.
Early morning ass.
Get some early morning ass. And then we've got like half a day at Hollywood Studios. Then we're heading to the Cellia for kind of a late lunch or early dinner.
I'd say early dinner.
4:15, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
And then back to Hollywood Studios for the best nighttime show. On property.
what, Happily Ever After? I think
that's Fantasmic.
Oh.
Fantasmic.
It's a bit awkward.
Yeah, well, it's okay to be wrong, mate. It's fine. So that's our day tomorrow.
Oh, one thing we haven't touched on. The best ride of the day. Hall of Presidents.
Oh, yeah. So that's true, actually. We didn't mention that at all.
No.
We did Hall of Presidents, and it was absolutely exactly how we expected it to be. Last time I did Hall of Presidents was during President Obama's reign. I think you can call it reign. Presidency,
rain,
I suppose.
Sounds a bit dictatorial.
Sounds a bit royal, like royal family. Seeing the Trump animatronic figure in person is even more funny than it is seeing pictures of it online.
Yeah.
It just looks so absolutely horrendous.
Yeah. And
it's like a tangerine that's sat in the sun for 3 weeks.
So is Trump, to be fair.
Yeah, that's very true. They got him bang on.
Yeah. Yeah, and the funny thing is, we're not criticising the Imagineers for this.
No.
Because, you know, look what they got to work with.
Yeah.
So...
Other than that, though, I mean, the show is not particularly interesting for someone from the UK, I'll be honest.
No.
But the animatronics are great.
It was very surreal, because we were in there, and I don't know when the last time I would have done that ride, or attraction, and everyone, like, applauded as it started.
And it ended.
And you think, yeah, you're all Americans, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were probably the only British people there, potentially.
Yeah, and then at the start, they're like talking about in the Hall of Presidents, they're like talking about how they defeated the British. I mean, you were sitting there like, hooey! But no, it's okay. Like, it's not as bad as the American Adventure, which I'm sure we'll check out on Tuesday at Epcot.
That's the one I hate, because they have the singers,
and yeah.
It's seriously cringy.
It is cringy, yeah. It's not very good. Ooh, excuse me. That was our day today. Hall of Presidents was interesting. We saw someone hoovering the carpet. She
loving life.
Honestly, she quite possibly might be the most miserable cast member I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, she was wearing
Candace. Her name was.
Oh, Candace, was it? Right, okay. She was wearing a pair of curtains.
Yeah,
what can only be described as a pair of curtains.
The outfit for people working in Hall of Presidents is like. A granny's pair of curtains.
you do have to question, like, what you've done wrong in life when you've been given that job.
Yeah, but she wasn't happy about it at all.
No, definitely not.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone look that miserable working at Disney World before.
No, not quite that miserable. The woman on the, was it Space Mountain? I think it was Space Mountain. She was pretty... dull.
Oh yeah, she looked
dull's the wrong word. She was bored,
didn't she? Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah. But, I'm sure she's not a dull person.
No, I'm sure she's lovely. But yeah, so we're having a good time so far.
Yeah.
Just getting some weird nods from Dan there.
Yeah.
Not sure what that's about.
You do.
Especially a quarter to 11 at night. I'm slightly worried now.
Don't worry.
So on that note, we'll probably leave it there. We will be podcasting again tomorrow, the following day. We're going to release, as you will have already known because you're listening right now, we're releasing day one and day two together. Not sure what we're going to do for the rest of the trip. Depends on what content we get.
Yeah, I've forgotten what we're doing tomorrow. Hollywood Studios.
I literally just said that. I talked about it for 10 minutes.
I'm half asleep.
It is late. Yeah. And we are tired.
Because we might talk about some ass tomorrow, won't we?
Might talk about some ass, yeah. So we've got Hollywood and Animal the next 2 days.
Yeah, nothing new in Animal.
No, obviously you've got Pandora and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Bloody rude, Ryan. That's rude.
What, you're in?
Yeah, in the middle of talking in the podcast.
Well, people understand, we're recording live, it's a long day. We've been at the park since, what, quarter past eight? No, quarter past... Yeah, it must have been like quarter past eight.
Yeah.
And it's now quarter to 11.
We got back at, say, 10-ish.
But yeah, about half 10.
Yeah, so...
A long day.
10 hours.
14 hours.
Okay. Yeah.
10 hours.
See, it's late.
10 hours. No, 10 is the time we got back.
Yeah. No, yeah.
It's about half 10. I'm
confused then.
Yeah, 10 hours.
I'm half asleep. Jesus. See, I've had an 18-hour day.
Yeah, that's true. What? We've been at the parks for 26 hours.
Yeah. It's like, that's the longest 8 hours.
So yeah, continue to follow us on all of the normal platforms, Theme Park Trader, And I mean, I said this halfway through this episode already.
Yeah, are you going to edit that bit out?
No, I can't
okay.
be bothered.
Okay,
I'm knackered. I don't have time to. I don't want to go to bed. We've got to get up at 6.
Literally, just going to throw this out as quick as possible.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, it's the story of every podcast. It's just this one's even less edited.
Impressive.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, if you want us to continue doing this, let us know. If not, well, we're still going to do it, so...
Yeah, because we probably won't hear back from people straight away, and we already have done it, so...
Yeah, it's too late, too bad. Oh, well. Normal episodes are going out tomorrow, which is on a Monday.
Okay.
It's Saturday today.
Yeah, tomorrow's Sunday.
Tomorrow's Sunday. So yeah. Your normal episode will go on Monday, so you might see another episode from us on Tuesday. We're not going to release two in a day, because that would be insane.
Okay.
Also, I don't know what to call this episode. I might not put a number on it, actually.
Yeah, surely. Yeah, you don't put a number. Unnumbered.
It's an unnumbered episode. Yeah, I think you're right. Good shout. So I mean,
my eyes are really sore.
Yeah, well, based on your sore eyes, we will see you next time.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.